It's a fact, and you can lay the maps, we'll do next segment, of the areas that have 5G and the areas that have all the disease. And it's even in the studies that that's what it does. It kills you. And the system knows this and is doing it.
Whenever you expose any biological system to a new electromagnetic field, you poison it, you kill some, and the rest go into a kind of suspended animation so that, interestingly, they live a little bit longer and sicker. We are electrical beings, and the chemicals are only the byproduct of those electrical impulses. And I'll finish with, anybody want to make one guess as to where the first completely blanketed 5G city in the world was? Exactly. So when you start thinking about this, we are in an existential crisis here, folks, the likes of which humankind has never seen. And I don't want to go all Old Testament prophet on you, but this is something that is unprecedented.
We are an advanced species, though, but at a very primitive level right now. And everyone is understanding this, and this information is spreading right now. And the good news is there's a global awakening, and we're going to beat this together. But the 5G is the extermination grid of you and your family, and it will kill you. All right, we can sit here and break down the fact that they're about to make masks mandatory and that this is a year and a half lockdown and that we'll never have freedom again and that we're all going to have apps on our phones. It's all been pre-planned. It's already being prepared at the corporate level to be rolled out. You'll have your little pass to leave your home, and the establishment will decide what's essential. This is the end of freedom as we know it. This is the New World Order making its move. But we've not been hit flat-footed, and most people I've talked to are not going along with this and are not buying into it and know that it is garbage, that it's not protecting us from a virus, and they understand that it's all about a power grab and has been pre-positioned, and that the virus was man-made, released by the deep state globalist with their Chi-Com handlers. But I want to play something for you that's been going around and has millions of views that I went and watched and did some research on, and it's dead on. Medical doctor Thomas Cohen, he has a prestigious background in private practice and hospitals and published studies and a bunch of best-selling books. Okay, so he's a big guy. We'll show you an overhead shot of that. He's come out lecturing to students and others that every time we invented radio or we used radar, World War I, World War II, and radar came along World War II, that every time there was a new wavelength that was powerful, massive plagues would erupt. And if you go back to the ancients, when there were sunspots, there would be plagues and wars would start. And Bain Capital and Wall Street knows that. You can even look up, it's taught in mainline business school that they track sunspots for civil unrest and disease. Because sunspots are giant coronal ejections, thousands of times the size of the Earth, that shoot out into space. And the actual, most of solar radiation is dampened as it goes out, but a lot of it isn't. And there's all sorts of different X-rays and things in there, a whole spectrum of things. And now they're discovering new things with devices they have that they never knew existed, just like there's dark matter, other forms of energy that we couldn't read before and still can't read. We're just detecting it. That's coming out of the sun. So just like your skin burns if you go out at high noon in July and lay out for an hour, well, imagine what's going through your body. Okay. Well, he goes into that. He's got a bunch of lectures. I'd seen a few of these a week or so ago, and people kept bringing it up to me, my wife, everybody. And I said, no, it's true. It's mainline science. Just the public is ignorant about things like this. So I want to start with this and then come back and lay it all out, because it's that our body harmonizes with the sun and with all this systems in the universe. But all this artificial stuff can be oscillated up and down, and the change is not gradual. It's very sudden. And it does cause cancer, and it does cause mental illness. And I'll show you dozens of mainline studies and prestigious scientific institutes saying, don't do this. It's hurting people. But you get a lot more than cancer from this, and a lot more than infertility. So he lays it out, in a group of videos, but I'm going to air some of it now, some of it when we come back, and then I'm going to really get into what's happening, because there's a huge awakening taking place, and people are attacking and torching 5G towers that are hidden, of course. They're very smart how they do it, all over the place, but people are attacking them. I don't recommend fire that could spread and hurt others. I mean, it's pretty effective just to tie a truck to it with a chain and pull it out, or get at it with a baseball bat, because a lot of them are low level. I mean, I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying I don't think arson is the way to go about this, as the human rebellion starts against the technocracy that will happen. We will win, by the way. So let me just get back to the what I was covering right now. All of this is killing us. It's by design. But more importantly, it's controlling us. And MIT admits they can oscillate these waves to control mood. And the CIA put out a press release in 1999 talking about it that I saw in the Baltimore Sun. And I read on air that they were oscillating cell towers and controlling people's moods with them. So this is very, very, very serious, okay? And it's science and it's fact. And they just think they're going to hook all this up and we don't know what's going on. But he goes on to explain, that's why you look at the maps. It's not just that it's big cities. Some of these big cities haven't put in 5G yet. They don't have the virus low, even though they had all the foreign travelers too. And you look up the studies, electromagnetic radiation, cell phone radiation, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, they're just different systems. They all lower immunity and weaken the body to viruses. And that's why when you get a huge solar flare that hits the Earth, or a group of them, it causes changes. And the body's got to deal with that in its electromagnetic immune system. Your immune system's all hooked up to that. Just like they know people in caves still get on the circadian rhythm of night and day, because it's magnetics. It's not just solar light or radiation of that type. So that's what's really going on here. So let's get to a few minutes of them. We'll come back and play more, and then I'm going to lay out the big enchilada that yes, it is causing people to have the COVID-19 and other viruses be much more deadly. Here it is.
Now, I have 10 minutes. I wasn't sure I was going to get to this stage, but I can't help but say something about this whole coronavirus thing, if you want me to. Yes. So, again, when you know Steiner, you have the answers to the test, but you have to then figure out the details. In 1918, after the huge, biggest pandemic, the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, Steiner was asked, what was this all about? And he said, well, viruses are simply excretions of a toxic cell. Viruses are pieces of DNA or RNA with a few other proteins. They bud out from the cell. They happen when the cell is poisoned. They are not the cause of anything. And the first way I would encourage you to think about this is if you are a famous dolphin doctor, right? And you have been studying dolphins in the Arctic Circle for hundreds of years, or at least a long time, and the dolphins were fine. And then they call you up, Fred, all the dolphins, or a lot of the dolphins, are dying in the Arctic Circle. Can you come and investigate? Right? And you have one question to ask. So show of hands, how many of you would say, I want to investigate a dolphin to see the genetic makeup of that dolphin? Nobody, because that's stupid. How many of you would say, I want to see if this dolphin and that dolphin has a virus because it might be contagious and that's why all these dolphins are getting sick? That fellow. How many of you would say, excuse my French here, somebody put some shit in the water here? Like Exxon Valdez? Anybody? Everybody. Because that's what happened. And the cells get poisoned. They try to purify themselves by excreting debris, which we call viruses. If you go to the current theory of viruses called exosomes.
All right, stay right there when we come back. And this is being adopted more and more as a new theory, because the old belief is just a theory as well. None of this is settled. That you get poisoned, then these are put off, and then you study someone and say, oh, look, they had the virus killed them. But no, it was really that your immune system was run down and you were smoking cigarettes and taking methamphetamine. Like most people that died of HIV were drug addicts. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And in front of me, I have more than 200 articles, documents, mainline prestigious studies that 1G through 5G absolutely causes big increases in cancers in mice, rats, pigs, and other mammals that it's been tested on. And now human studies are coming out showing the same thing. And we're talking cataracts because it hits the eyes, just like sunlight causes cataracts, just another form of radiation. You just can't see it. And that's why it's the perfect enemy. So when you hear 1G, 5G, people think, oh, it's getting more powerful. No, these are all different technologies. They're similar. We've had engineers on. We've broken it down. Both engineers with degrees and the engineers that are installing them. It's all important from the bottom to the top. And they'll tell you, anybody that's a radio engineer that has degrees in it, that the reason they stick the antennas for AM and FM, especially big transmitters that are 100,000 watts, 50,000 watts, out far away is because they started learning real quick. People died and got cancer in their offices in the old days, up until the 50s and stuff, from the 20s into the 50s, they would have them in the building. Then they started putting lead walls around them and stuff, but it was still coming out of the antenna on top of the building. So again, there's lots of things you can't see that are real. There's nerve gas that's basically invisible. It'll kill you. And you can't see light when it's going through the atmosphere. You can only see light in dust or see light through a filter. While the sun looks red as it sets because you're looking at it through the oblique, through the atmosphere, and you're seeing dust like a lens. But the sun's really just pure white. What is white? It's all of the colors being broadcast. What is black? The absence of light. It's absorbing the colors. That's only one small spectrum. And so this is all blasting out. And it's in the literature that it causes cancer. Well, it does a lot more than that. And that's in the literature. The medical literature. From the early days of radar in World War II, the guys would be freezing their asses off on the British coastline. This is in mainline history books. And they would sit on top of the radar to warm themselves. And they'd cook cans of beans. Cheese beans is what they call baked beans over there. And all of a sudden, they'd get really, really sick and they'd die in just a few weeks because they were cooked. They were radiated. And so they started telling them, danger. I mean, when you go to one of those radar installations, it says danger, stay back. You go to one of the cell tower things, it's got skull and crossbones saying cellular radiation, stay back. And the dudes that work on them will tell you, they get sick because you're up close to them. And in general, talking to the engineers, again, if you have an antenna that's, say, 3 inches long, it gives you the full power of that radiation for 3 inches. Now, if you're 6 inches, it dissipates by half. And it just goes out from there, continuing on. I'm going to play a video in a moment when we come back in the next segment of all over the U.S., all over Europe, all over everywhere it's going in, South Korea, there's videos. They're hidden in lampposts. They're hidden in things that look like trees. And the tree right next to it will start dying. And the tree will then split and fall off on one side as it tries to live, and then the other side dies. We're going to show you that. I want to get back to this video with the doctor. Medical doctor laying this out. Okay? Getting into virus theory and things. But the point is, then he gets into 5G. So it's a fact, and you can lay the maps. We'll do next segment of the areas that have 5G and the areas that have all the disease. And it's even in the studies that that's what it does. It kills you. And the system knows this and is doing it. Let's go back to the report.
And the cells get poisoned. They try to purify themselves by excreting debris, which we call viruses. If you go to the current theory of viruses called exosomes, and the latest head of the NIH giving a talk on the complexity of viruses, you will see this is perfectly in line with the current thinking on what a virus really is. I had a dramatic example of this when I was growing up. Out right outside our house, there was a wetlands, and they were full of frogs, and the frogs kept me up at night, so I taped the windows, and they were in the spring, they made a big racket. And then over time, the frogs were all gone. How many thinks the frogs had a genetic disease? How many thinks the frogs had a virus? How many thinks somebody put DDT into the water? That's what happened. Diseases are poisoning. It's one of the reasons why vaccines, so let me skip that for a minute. So what happened in 1918? There was a huge, in every pandemic in the last 150 years, there was a quantum leap in the electrification of the earth. In 1918, late fall of 1917, there was the introduction of radio waves around the world. Whenever you expose any biological system to a new electromagnetic field, you poison it, you kill some, and the rest go into a kind of suspended animation so that, interestingly, they live a little bit longer and sicker. And then starts in World War II with the next pandemic, with the introduction of radar equipment all over the earth, blanketing the entire earth in radar fields.
First time humans. And now look at cancer rates. On average, are more than 10,000 times what they were. In the 50s, scientists would get on a plane to go across the country to see a child with brain cancer. You go to an elementary school and you go to an event and there are kids, their heads shaved, dying of cancer every row. We're dying. We're all dead. And the globalists know it and are doing it on purpose. You have to understand this. Let's continue.
To that. In 1968, there was the Hong Kong flu, and it was the first time the Earth has a protective layer in the Van Allen belt, which essentially integrates the cosmic fields from the sun and the Earth, from the moon and Jupiter, et cetera, integrates that and essentially distributes that to the living beings of the Earth, and we put satellites emitting radioactive frequencies in the Van Allen belt. Within 6 months, we had a new viral pandemic. Why viral? Because the people are poisoned, they excrete toxins, they look like viruses. People think it's a flu epidemic. In the 1918 epidemic, the Boston Health Department decided to investigate the contagiousness of this, so they, believe it or not, took hundreds of people with the flu, and they sucked the snot out of their nose and injected it into the healthy people who didn't have the flu, and not one time could they make the next person sick. They did this over and over again, and they were not able to demonstrate contagion. They even did it with horses who apparently got the Spanish flu, and they put bags over their head, and the horses sneezed in the bag, and they put the bag over the next horse.
All right, let's stop right there. Also, what he didn't tell you is about the Van Allen radiation belt. The United States detonated in Operation Fishbowl. Hundreds total were done in different operations, but more than 20 hydrogen bombs, big ones, in the Van Allen radiation belt, trying to, quote, blow a hole through it. And all it did was then damage and weaken the protective field that blocks most of the radiation coming in. I just got chills. You don't just think the people running things did that on their own. Who do you think they're getting information from? That's them. So here's the deal. We are an advanced species, though, but at a very primitive level right now, and everyone is understanding this, and this information is spreading right now. And the good news is there's a global awakening, and we're going to beat this together. But the 5G is the extermination grid of you and your family, and it will kill you. We have massive breaking news happening in live time. I remember 14, 15 years ago when Google put out a prospectus to shareholders saying, we're now using the microphones that are on computers and the webcams to listen and watch people with AI. And then we do advertisements targeting them. We hear a dog barking, then we put dog food ads on there. Well, think of all the nefarious uses of that. Now, it was in the New York Times a couple years ago. Oh, Comey says he covers up the webcam on his computer. And then, of course, people saw Zuckerberg's office and it was covered up. I first said that 20 years ago, you should cover it up. But here's the point. We knew from the Samsung, you buy a new Samsung TV or any of them, and it says, we sell the audio of inside your house to third parties. Watch what you say. And then it turns out Netflix does it and announced it last year. And then last week, the California state government and others told their employees, turn your web assistants off, like Alexa and all the rest of them, and Google Assistant, because hackers and other governments and people are listening to you. Well, what's really listening is AI. What's really listening is AI. I got a frantic call from my wife at 9 a.m. this morning, and she said, oh, my God, I was just talking to my family about 5G and how it's dangerous, and I just got a Twitter message saying 5G is not bad for you. It's not giving you the coronavirus. I forgot about that. Yeah, there's Bloomberg. Bloomberg saying, turn off your assistants if you're a government worker or a key person. This is incredible. They've done this to us, but now they want to tell their people, turn it off. But it's your phone is the original one doing it. I told people 20 years ago that it was in the Telecommunications Act of 96 to do just this. AI small business startup, Hello Alice, launches Business for All campaign with influencers like Gwyneth Paltrow and others. So, what happened during the break earlier? Friday, April 3rd, 11:22. Dr. McCam, shot please, and then we'll also show your Twitter on screen for folks. Rob, one of the great switchers and producers in there, he was sent this message. And what does it say? News for you. No, 5G isn't causing coronavirus. Look up Twitter. They got caught 5 years ago. Activating microphone. They're listening to you. AI's listening and heard all the discussion about it in there. And AI sent him a message. You understand now. This technology could be neutral, but it's not. It's all built by this breakaway civilization. This is a revolution. Just like Westerners showed up with firearms and all the rest of it. And it is true that Westerners, it's in British field manuals, British communications from the French and Indian War, to give smallpox blankets that the troops had had smallpox to the natives who had never experienced it before, so it would kill almost everybody. It might kill 1% of our people back then, but it would kill 90% of the natives. Bioweapon. Now, there's Wired Magazine. 5G smartphones cause cancer. Big Wireless doesn't want you to know. That was before the total media takeover. That was a few years ago. Now, they're trying to spin it. Now, they tell you, oh, it isn't. No, it doesn't cause coronavirus. It pushes it into the cell, and you can type in studies about 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G. You know, the earlier Gs are actually stronger, but they got to go further distances so they're not hammering you when you're a quarter mile away. But when you're around 5G that is going to blanket the entire nation, it's already, in fact, let's put a map on screen for TV viewers of AT&T. I went to AT&T this morning, clicked on what their current coverage is, and it's almost every road in Austin. And by the end of the year, it'll be all of Austin. But all the major roads, you are completely hammered. If you look at maps of where you have 5G, you see that on screen, and then you see the map of where you have all the coronavirus. You say, well, that's anecdotal. Those are the big cities. The point is we have the studies about the immunity. The next hour, I'm going to go over all this in great detail with the documents themselves, but there's the real news. And by the way, here it is. Coronavirus. This is silicon.co.uk. Google releases location data to help authorities check lockdowns. Yeah, that's right. When you have a lockdown and you don't have your approval to leave, you're going to get a Google app starting next year. It's official. In China, they chose the state-controlled Alibaba, their Amazon. There's going to be approved corporations you get your app with or a government app. And then it tells you when you can go out and what you can do. Just like they've been teaching school children for 15 years in the UK with the popular cartoon called Megapolis. And for people that were in elementary school seeing this 15 years ago, who are now 20 and becoming police officers, it's totally normal. They're an enforcer in Megapolis, and they've got robot helpers that'll kill you if you don't do what they say. And I've got a stack of news on that. RoboCop enforces coronavirus lockdown. Germans snitch on neighbors, flouting virus rules, an echo of the Stasi past. Residents snitch on businesses, neighbors amid shutdowns. Snitches get rewards. And all the real snitches are all the big tech apps listen to you in live time, and it's a Word document. And when it hits a certain level of hearing about 5G causing coronavirus, it spits out the disinfo that it's causing it. No, it's exacerbating it. In all the studies, lowers your immune system, helps viruses. Just look, cell phone radiation lowers immunity, helps viruses. You'll get all the big studies. But see, Twitter's listening to you. They're the super class. They're the breakaway civilization. It's like the big steel beast showing up in the middle of Nebraska, you know, 160 years ago, and the Indians tried to shoot arrows at it, but they bounced off. And that's the sick, evil attitude of the big tech owners with the slave factories in China and all the evil, because they're the anointed ones. They're gay, too. You know, they're Tim Cook. They're allowed to because they deserve it. They're good. They're selfish. They're the super class. And they're breaking away from all of us. Who needs mothers? Who needs fathers? We can be a beautiful dragon, as one Google high-level official said, and everyone had to say, you are a beautiful dragon. He said, I am a beautiful golden building. And they all chant, you're a beautiful golden building. Jim Jones couldn't get his people to do that. And they're just the folks helping sweep humanity out, but they're not bringing Christianity or things. You could argue that was, you know, bad for the natives. No, they're bringing death and the post-human world and telling you that. I'm going to play the rest of the medical doctor where he gets into 5G and he gets into the facts that your body has to calibrate every time there's a new major electromagnetic system come in. And can you imagine what it's like to go from dark to super bright just with your eyes? Well, imagine going out of 3G, 4G, 5G areas into 6G's already coming in, and you're just being fried constantly, and your children are, and they put 5G in California on schools, and then suddenly 10% of the kids would get cancer. I got newscasts. They would remove them. That's why they hide them. We're going to show you trees dying. And all over the world, people are starting to burn the 5G masks. They're shooting them. They're tearing them down. And just they think you're dumb. And they're going to lionize everybody when you have cancer and you're dying and never say, why has everybody got cancer all of a sudden? Because they're just slowly getting you used to all of it. They're murdering you with pleasure. And Bill Gates and all of them have redoubts in the countryside. Zuckerberg, all of them. They don't stay in cities, and they're getting little towns to pass laws. No 5G, no 4G, because they're there. They've all got wired. Like, I mean, if you're at these globalist houses, I talk to folks that are in them, they're secure. They go, yeah, Jones, you're right. They've all got super fast fiber optic, way better than 5G, 6G. They all plug into fiber optic. Then they'll have a satellite uplink to a satellite in the backyard. High power. They don't get their kids near this. The inventor of Apple, the creator of Apple, Steve Jobs, wouldn't let his children have the iPad. He said, hell no, it brain damages them. You can also fight back with nutrients and vitamins and minerals where your body can kick these viruses out. But how do you kick the electromagnetic radiation out, ladies and gentlemen? We're all being murdered. And It's a fact. And I'm going to lay it all out next hour with the scientists, with the news clips, with the proof, with all of it. And I want to remind all the people that attack this broadcast, we'll take it off air. You're getting murdered, too, by your globalist bosses. And you're only pretending mentally that you're on the winning team. You're on the losing team. Because the globalists may be able to kill this body and play God, but there is a higher order. And all of you that have joined this satanic anti-human operation are going to be punished because your spirit is eternal. Emergency 5G news briefing now live. Secret rollout of 5G systems nationwide confirmed. I haven't gotten to all the news. I'm going to hit all the news next segment, and then I'm going to get into the emergency global news briefing for 45 minutes, coming up in about 15 minutes. But let's go back to medical doctor Thomas Kalman, where he's laying out that it's poisons in the environment and electromagnetic poisoning that has been linked directly to the cells being more easily affected and bombarded by viruses that themselves are a disgorgement of toxins from the mitochondria of our species and many others. Here it is.
To that. In 1968, there was the Hong Kong flu, and it was the first time the Earth has a protective layer in the Van Allen belt, which essentially integrates the cosmic fields from the sun and the Earth, from the moon and Jupiter, et cetera, integrates that and essentially distributes that to the living beings of the Earth. And we put satellites emitting radioactive frequencies in the Van Allen belt. Within 6 months, we had a new viral pandemic. Why viral? Because the people are poisoned, they excrete toxins, they look like viruses. People think it's a flu epidemic. In the 1918 epidemic, the Boston Health Department decided to investigate the contagiousness of this. So they, believe it or not, took hundreds of people with the flu and they sucked the snot out of their nose and injected it into the healthy people who didn't have the flu. And not one time could they make the next person sick. They did this over and over again, and they were not able to demonstrate contagion. They even did it with horses who apparently got the Spanish flu, and they put bags over their head and the horses sneezed in the bag and they put the bag over the next horse and not one horse got sick. You can read about this in a book called The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg, who chronicles all the steps in the electrification of the Earth and how within 6 months there was a new flu pandemic all over the world. And when you invest, when you hear the normal explanations, how did it go from Kansas to South Africa in 2 weeks? So the entire world got the symptoms at the same time, in spite of the fact that the mode of transportation was horseback and boats, and there's no explanation for it. They just say, we don't know how that happened. But when you think about it, with these radio waves and other frequencies that some of you have in your pocket and on your wrist, you can send a signal to Japan and it arrives instantaneously. So any of you who don't believe, there is an electromagnetic field that communicates globally within seconds, just is not paying attention to this. And I will only finish by pointing out that there has been a dramatic and quantum leap in the last 6 months with the electrification of the Earth. And I'm sure a lot of you know what that is. It's called 5G. Where they now have 20,000 radiation-emitting satellites, just like the radiation-emitting thing in your pocket and on your wrist and that you use all the time. That is not compatible with health. I'm sorry to say it, it's not compatible with health. That is a water destructuring device. And for any of you who say, yeah, well, we're not electrical beings, we're just physical matter, then don't bother doing an EKG or an EEG or a nerve conduction test, because we are electrical beings and the chemicals are.
All right, let's stop there. I'm going to come back into the last couple minutes on the other side and then get into the news and the reports. But, you know, you have the olfactory, that's the nose. You have the auditory. The nose picks up smell, chemicals, things in the environment. Your ear picks up sound waves. Okay, then you have taste and touch. These are the ways you see the universe. Well, imagine the electromagnetic stuff going on. You think a dog whistle's bad? Some of us have that higher level hearing I do. If I just dog whistle, I don't really hear it. It just irritates me because it's at that level. My grandmother had that. I guess it's a genetic thing. We can hear really high frequency. Well, imagine your body's picking all this up. It's like bang, bong, bing, bang, bong, bing, bang. Just all this hitting the cells. And the globalists know damn well they've tested it all, and they're just torturing the hell out of everybody.
The Earth is in the midst of a great evolution. But not all evolution is towards stronger and smarter and more virtuous. This is a de-evolution, an entropy accelerated artificially, a mass culling. Now, I'm going to finish up with this medical doctor laying out historical facts that people get poisoned and they're way more susceptible to viruses, and that the reason we get viruses from our species is that it's known that we then disgorge viruses, and they can also spread through the cells, and then other cells disgorge the viruses as a detoxification process. And so they go find big schools of dolphins that are dead. And the first thing they think is it must be a virus. And they do find a virus in all of them. But then it turns out there was a toxic waste dump, the Exxon Valdez, and that they picked up the chemicals in the food chain from the fish, and that then the viruses could replicate and kill them. You can argue which comes first, the chicken or the egg, but the toxin is always the precursor. And the bacteria are carrying it around. But you see the mainstream media not wanting you to know about zinc, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C, vitamin D. Why'd they try to block all that? Because they want you absolutely scared, and they want you to get ready. And it was Hunan province that first put in 5G 2 years ago. Now they have 6G. And you can look, type in any search engine. You know, Google will try to bury it, but it's there. Cell phone radiation lowers immunity, all the different types, and helps push viruses into the cells. And it breaks up the DNA in the cells, which causes cancer. And I'm going to show you all the mainstream news admitting that. But I want to finish up with Dr. Thomas Cowan, MD. He's a prestigious guy. And him laying out the fact that 5G is absolutely tied to this. And as we have more artificial electromagnetic radiation, right as the sun burns you, well, this stuff's doing a lot of other things. Here's his conclusion.
Because we are electrical beings, and the chemicals are only the byproduct of those electrical impulses. And I'll finish with, anybody want to make one guess as to where the first completely blanketed 5G city in the world was? Exactly. So when you start thinking about this, we are in an existential crisis here, folks, the likes of which humankind has never seen. And I don't want to go all Old Testament prophet on you, but this is something that is unprecedented. The putting of 100,000 satellites in the very blanket of the Earth. And by the way, as I was going to say earlier, this actually has something to do with the vaccine question. And this got brought home to me because about a year ago or so, I had a patient who came in who was totally fine, a surfer and all, and then he broke his, he works as an electrician putting in Wi-Fi systems for very wealthy people. Electricians have a very high mortality rate, but he was fine. And then he breaks his arm and he gets a metal plate put in his arm. 3 months later, he couldn't get out of bed and was total, you know, heart irregularities, just total collapse. The susceptibility has to do with how much metal you have in your body, as well as the quality of the water in your cells. So if you start injecting aluminum in people, they become receptors for absorbing increased electromagnetic fields. And that is a perfect storm for the kind of deterioration of the species, which is what we're now experiencing. And I'm just going to finish with one more thing, which I like too, is a quote from Rudolf Steiner. And by the way, this was around 1917, so there was a different time. In times when there were no electrical currents, when the air was not swarming with electrical influences, we're talking 1917, it was easier to be human. For this reason, in order to be human at all today, it is necessary to expend much stronger spiritual capacities than was necessary a century ago. So I'll just leave you with whatever you can do to increase your spiritual capacities, because it's really damn hard to be a human being these days.
So. Now, that's been going massively viral for 2 weeks. Everybody's been trying to get me to play it. I already knew all that. So when people told me to watch it, I just didn't watch it. Now, that's not a form of arrogance. It's that I already know all this, and then I tend to forget that just because we covered this 20 years ago and 10 years ago and 5 years ago, people are ready for it now. And all the studies show that when you have a spiritual connection to the Creator, that's not black magic, lower level energy stuff. And I don't want to get new agey, but just for everybody in general, the studies across the world, people that are positive, that believe in a Creator, that want to do good, that you know are connecting to that, who aren't fallen, they live longer, they're happier, they recover 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 times better from illnesses. They're not as sick. And when you say spiritual, it just means you're tying into the energy of the universe and God and saying, help me. Because the globalists know about all this and they're trying to cut you off from God. And the literal transmission, God is the universe and God created the universe. But we're God's creations that God is experiencing the universe at another level through. We're not God, but we're made in the image of God, little g. And boy, do the modern preachers and the Catholic Church and the Protestants don't want you to know that. They say that's devil worship. But Jesus said, you don't go to the big synagogue or up on the hill and tell people how close to God you are and thump your chest and be into all these rules and all this stuff. That's the priesthood to keep you from God. You pray to God in the middle of the night on your knees, and you have that connection because the temple's in you. That's Jesus Christ. And then you've got the whole Eastern thing with the yogis and all that, and that's another deception. I'm not attacking all those people. The point is that Christ and that cosmology is the accurate information, and the enemy hates it. They hate Jesus. They hate the New Testament, ladies and gentlemen. The Old Testament is a history of what was going on. And man being influenced and by God to write those histories. But the New Testament is a whole other animal. And the profane can't even read it or understand it. I only in the last few years when I read it now, it's just like, whoa. It's absolutely the code of the universe. And it's real. Christ is real. Jacked into a human body. God came down here. God can't put us through all this and then not do it himself. So that's why they made the movie Avatar is there's nobody that are atheists anymore in Hollywood. In fact, there never were, folks. That's just to get you cut off from the bigger universe. You only see a limited spectrum. But you internally in your soul see it all. And can once you begin to contact that information and ask God to lead, God, and direct you, then it just absolutely opens up. And everything the globalists are doing is about blocking that. I'm not attacking Catholics or Protestants or any of those folks. A lot of great people there, and they get it, and they love Jesus. I'm saying, though, it's all how you're bad and you suck and you got to do what we say to be good, and then political correctness. Instead of you really love God, you're connected to God, you'll start being a good person regardless. And the evil will start not having power over you. You'll still be fleshly. We're all still fallen, but you don't need these big institutions. And they're all going to tell you to take the mark of the beast. They're all telling you to take your vaccines. Almost all these churches are shutting down and doing what they're told. The ones that don't get arrested. And I got to hand it to the Muslims. They're not backing down. They're not letting people shut them down. But this is a global martial law system, and the countries all want power, and they all want control, and the billionaires are all getting big bailouts to go along with it. And it is the end of the human era. Post-human era. P-H-E. Post-human era or after-human era, A-H-E. That's what it is. So this is it. This is the end of humanity if you don't stand up and realize it and make the spiritual connection. Because the truth is, as the enemy moves with this, God's power just increased massively pouring in. The Satanists are shaking in fear right now.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share band.video.
A lot of listeners and viewers are confused by what I've been saying. So that's my fault. They say, Alex, you said this virus is really deadly, man-made, and it's a serious issue 8 weeks ago. Now you're saying it's overhyped and is a psychological warfare weapon and that everything's okay. Which is it? That's not what I'm saying. This is a complex, fast-moving issue, and it's my fault that I get caught in the weeds and go into a little minutia. Let me just be very simple and boil it down as succinctly as possible. From our best research, this is man-made. And it was released to distract from the fact that Xi Jinping and the Chi-Coms were getting kicked out of Taiwan and had their own big protests on the mainland. Then it came to Europe and the United States, and it does kill a lot of sick and old people, and that's a big problem. And we know that it mutates, and we know that it reinfects. We know there's a lot of issues to be concerned about. But as we discovered more, we found out the Chi-Coms had over-exaggerated the number of deaths to create fear and work with Western media that was pro-Xi Jinping and pro-Chi-Com, but anti-Trump, anti-America, and that indeed it was an economic warfare weapon. That was its main thrust. Doesn't mean the weapon doesn't kill people. But if you're gonna release a bioweapon, a lot of times you wanna release one that's weak so that you know what it's gonna do and doesn't blow back on you too hard. It's more of a simulant to scare people. So we now know what's going on. But when it comes to Democrats locking down states and cities and having their own corporate governmental strike against America to shut down the economy, and with them now saying they're gonna hold the states hostage, even when Trump tries to turn the economy back on, and even when Trump sends the stock market back up, you know this is a bureaucratic, corporate, governmental civil war, and it's the next chapter in them trying to remove our populist president. And it tells me that with the fake Russiagate and the fake Ukrainegate and now this, if they fail taking him out with this, they're only going to escalate even more. And so my prognosis into the future is very bad. If Trump and the Pentagon and the Justice Department don't get reformed and start taking out these globalists who are working for the Chi-Coms and foreign powers, they're not American citizens. They're trying to create a collapse. They're bragging they want a depression. And the dereliction of duty by President Trump, I'm just going to say it. I love Trump. He's done a great job. He's been under total attack. But he can't get control of the Justice Department, and so we've all done a terrible job there, and it is what it is. It's going to get a lot worse. You can see the escalation, how they just keep doubling down exponentially each time, and so a lot of people are feeling really good. Oh yeah, the virus probably isn't that bad, Alex, thanks. You know, we believe you. That's not even the issue. The issue is they're talking about canceling the election. The issue is the left's trying to foment riots. The issue is the martial law and the cashless society being announced and all of this insane crap and known treatments that doctors try to give patients being blocked by Democrat governors. It's insane to confirm how crazy and criminal these people are and how they do work for the globalists and are out to get the country. We've always known that. But now it's incredibly obvious. So in future reports, I'm gonna lay out why I'm so concerned, but namely, governments and others are hoarding food because I've talked to the supply chain experts, it's running out. And when people all stay home, that's what happens, and it could trigger a permanent depression. And so the next toilet paper is food, and this you gotta have to live. We're covering it all live at band.video, infowars.com/show.